Is anyone out there happy to foot the bill for the fight over same-sex marriage? We're being asked to hand millions of dollars to the yes camp and millions of dollars to the no camp. What a waste of money this is. A battle is brewing in the coalition over this. Cabinet is expected to decide today how the plebiscite will work and what money, if any, is allocated to the yes and no campaigns. Moderates and conservatives are fighting over whether there should be any public funding for the yes or no cases. The plebiscite's already costing $160 million. Some conservatives want more money allocated to it to fund their campaign. Conservative Senator Erica Betts says each side should be given $10 million. Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott sounds like he's on a similar page, saying if there is a plebiscite, there needs to be proper campaigns. On the other hand, you've got Liberal MP Warren Inch saying the $160 million cost of holding the plebiscite is enough money spent. He argues if the yes and no sides want to fund their arguments, they should pass the hat around. Attorney General George Brandis has given no guarantee there will be government money, saying he wants to keep the cost of the plebiscite as low as possible. I think they're leaning in the direction of public funding. I don't know about you, but I think no on the question of us picking up the bill. I don't want to see any more money wasted on this thing. $160 million is enough. That's what we've already spent on the plebiscite. And now they want us to pay for the posters, the billboards, the attack ads. Stop spending our money. Stop spending our money. They want a taxpayer-funded argument here. That's what they want. The people who want funding allocated to the yes and no campaigns, they want the taxpayer to fund their fight. Why don't you fund it yourself? And that goes for both sides, the yes campaign and the no campaign. Turn that passion you have into fundraising and fund it yourself. The yes campaign has the backing of big business. The no campaign has the backing of some wealthy churches. Stop sticking your hand in our pockets and pay for it yourself.